At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only 10 bucks every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
Hi everyone, my name is Tyler Oakley, and you are listening to Psychobabble, an unfiltered half hour of gossip sessions, pop culture scrutiny, and stories we've never told in videos. It's not just crazy talk, it's Psychobabble. In today's episode, Queen Jackie is in the house. We discuss all things Midwest mom, the Big Bang Theory, her number one celebrity crush, her favorite chain restaurant, and why she hates our podcast. Plus, we play an exclusive game of fake news versus real news. To watch the visual version of the podcast a week before it's on iTunes and SoundCloud, download the full screen app and enjoy. And if you're an eligible AT&T wireless customer, you can stream Psychobabble again and again because they're giving it to you for a year at no extra cost. Just go to fullscreen.com/ATT for more details. Stick around, subscribe to iTunes, and live tweet as you listen with hashtag Psychobabble. Buongiorno!
I hate when you start with buongiorno.
Why?
Hi, everybody.
Oh, Lord. So who's here today, Corey?
Queen Jackie! I was going to try to say it in her voice.
Oh, please.
Queen Jackie!
You want me to say it?
Yeah. Yes.
Queen Jackie!
Oh, my.
That's it. That's the whole episode.
Well, thank you guys for joining us. If you want to follow Jackie on Twitter. Mom, hi.
Do
how
you
are
have
you?
A Twitter?
I'm good. Yes, I have a Twitter account, and I have a lot of people that follow me.
Plug it. What is it?
I don't know. I think it's Nana Jacqueline.
Nana Jacqueline.
Something like that.
Now, what was the rule? The first rule of podcast.
The first rule of podcast. Oh, I wasn't supposed to go up here. Sorry.
You're also, your head is spinning
I'm not supposed to turn, so I'm supposed to go like this.
Supposed to side-eye us. welcome to the podcast. Are you an avid listener?
Yes.
Don't lie.
Sometimes.
Okay.
Sometimes, you know, I can only take so much of that sex talk.
Oh, yeah. Same. It's always him.
No, it's not. It's Corey.
It is Corey, and I've told him.
You should hear what he talked about in the other episode we recorded today.
Oh, heaven help me.
No, heaven's not real. It can't help you.
So how was your flight today?
Will you give us an official review of the podcast? So you know what people can do? Give a review on iTunes. Whoa. You know what you should do? Give a review right now.
You guys really should tune in.
Oh, that's not what I'm saying.
Well, what do you want me to say?
What do you really think?
I think it's funny, but sometimes
it gets a little raunchy.
Sometimes it gets a little raunchy, so little kids can't listen to it.
I don't give a fuck what little children do.
That's it. The F-bomb.
Do you think I am their parent?
We have an explicit rating for a reason.
Yeah, and I lean into that.
Okay, yeah. Sometimes I can't listen to it.
Well,
because of the cursing?
No,
or because
so
of the ass
person.
Eating?
Because you can't
oh
figure out how
God,
to open
how
your app.
How many times do we have to talk about that?
What?
You know.
What?
Say it.
I can't.
Did you see it?
Yes, I hated it.
Wait, why did you hate it?
She has bad taste.
I thought that it wasn't scary. I was
Georgie. Pop, pop, pop.
Did you see the episode of Us with clown makeup on?
Yes, I did. I was going to buy that picture of you.
No, a fan made
a picture.
I saw that. You tweeted it.
She replied to the fan, how much? I thought, Jesus Christ.
No, I didn't.
Not everyone should have Twitter.
I wrote.
You wrote, I would pay
$5.
Is it for sale?
And then I was hoping she'd say, for you, it's free.
And what'd she say? $6?
You know what?
DM me.
No, don't contact people.
I'm not.
You know the rule.
I know.
You got to stick to a price that you're willing to pay and just offer it.
$5.
Okay.
There you go. I mean, they must be able to make a photocopy.
I thought it would be really cute on, you know, with all of my Halloween decorations, having Ty up there.
I thought it was going to be like for like a child's nursery for the next grandbaby.
No, there's not going to be any more babies.
What about he has babies?
Hi, I'm fertile.
What the hell? He probably won't come home until they're 18.
Are you fertile AF?
Uh-huh. Do you know what AF means?
No, and I don't know if I want to.
Okay, work. Okay. So what were we about to, so I walk into the makeup room this morning and I said, Mom, it's so good to see you.
Did he really say that? Because that does not sound like something he would say.
He said it, but it was
I think I said, look who it is.
Look what the cat dragged in.
It wasn't. The cat wouldn't even touch it. Cats
drag things. We had cats growing up. Did you?
We had one cat. It was Pyra.
Yeah, because she had a patch, a black patch over her eye, so it looked like a pirate. But we gendered Pyra.
Yeah. I think females can be pirates.
Pyra was like a terrible animal.
Oh, it was a terrible cat.
Yeah.
She pooped and peed on me.
Hated all of us.
Did she drag anything in?
The only person
in?
She liked was Jana.
Huh? Did she like drag any dead animals in?
No, she wasn't. We had a cat that bring an outdoor cat.
I just remember it. Chipmunks.
Pissing?
Yeah, I hated that cat.
Oh, I don't remember pissing.
That's your best hiss? Are you drunk?
No, not yet.
What are you drinking?
I don't know.
Something.
Is it a beer?
Mm-hmm.
What time is it?
I almost ordered one at 8 o'clock on the plane.
So I walk into the makeup room and I go, how is she? And you go, I have had a long day.
I did. I had a long day.
It wasn't even noon yet.
Well, for her, it's like 3 o'clock.
I got up at like 5 o'clock to get on the plane.
Okay.
And then I got on the plane.
That was me yesterday from Boston. And you know what I did? Dealt with it.
Whatever. Anyway, I get on the plane, and the whole time, I don't know that the time is going to change. And so I think I'm going to miss the plane. I even text you and said, Corey, I haven't even landed, and the plane has already gone.
Oh, because she didn't account for the hour time change in Chicago.
I even said to the stewardess, I said, is there a way you can check and tell them that I'm going to be late?
We call it flight attendant.
Whatever she is.
Because you didn't account for the Chicago hour time change.
And I kept watching my clock, and I'm like, I missed it. Oh, my God. They're going to be so mad at me. So then as soon as we land, I look at the thing, and I'm like,
I love this.
Oh, I got a lot of time.
I love how.
And the guy next to me was like.
Ma'am.
Yeah, he was.
This is what I deal with. When I talk to both of you, a story is
I'm
like
nothing
this.
But easygoing.
Your mom asked
flexible.
Me, what's my password to my Uber login?
That
app?
Is the most me.
That is the most you. And everybody here can confirm.
Well, because every time I get on this computer, I have to re-put in my Gmail password, my Twitter password. I say, and they're all different passwords. They're all different variations.
Mine are all the same.
Okay. So why didn't
that,
you?
That seems safe.
Well, it's not. But well, if anyone wants to take her Uber listen. Account.
I kind of do. It's so how was your Uber experience? Is my credit card attached to that?
Yes.
There's no way. Are you kidding?
For one ride from the airport to here?
Yeah. I'm not paying for it.
My credit card is attached to your Uber account.
So
she's
taken,
finagled that.
I did, and she's taken Uber twice.
Let's undo that as soon as she's out the door.
My God.
Because Lord knows, once you get her
I'm
in,
Uber
she'll
it.
Drive her a mile.
I even deleted that app. Anyway, the Uber driver, let me
she's
just
she's taken Uber twice.
Excuse me? The Uber driver was such a nice guy because, first of all, I didn't
How do you know,
know
he was a guy? Don't gender the Uber driver.
He was a very nice person driving the car.
Oh, my God.
So, first of all, I was afraid that I wasn't in the right place where he had to come and get me.
She had to be at airport pickup B.
Yeah. Pickup B, and I hit pickup C, and then I went, oh, my God.
A true
and then
fool.
I hit pickup B. And so then I wait for him, and I'm looking, and he even called me, and I hung up on him because I thought it was one of you, and I was like, I don't have time for you guys. So then.
Oh, you don't have time for the person with the credit card that you're using on the Uber. Oh, got it. Cool.
It cost $10.
Emma,
you
can afford
back?
The $9.
Seriously. It might have cost a little bit more because the destination I put in was to, like, the...
She put her home address
no,
on Michigan.
I didn't. No, I didn't. I put another part of the
she
airport.
She got on Route 66 and he went back.
I put another part of the airport and he was like,
he goes,
just,
ma'am, are you
it's
sure
right
you
up here.
Go?
And I says, no.
She put from pickup point B, she wanted to go to pickup point C.
Okay, so what happens? So is there anyway, a solution in sight?
Yes. Yeah,
well,
so,
she's
okay.
here.
Yeah, I got here.
I'm still asking if there's a solution in sight.
Only by the help of the
God.
Driver. The driver. Because he said, you need to put in your destination. I says, I don't know how. And he says, get on your Uber app. And I was like, I don't know what I'm doing. And so I did it. And he goes, so you want to go to the airport again? And I said, no, I don't know how to do
I
this.
I will say, lately, the apps have been... Like, they changed something because I was getting picked up from a hotel when we were in Vegas last, and it put in the address of the hotel for my destination.
Yeah, it was
so
awful.
I think you both are in the wrong.
But the gentleman or the driver, whatever you want to call him, was a very nice guy. He punched it in for me.
She had to hand him his phone to put in the address to the studio.
He did it for me, and he was like, it's okay. You have a good day.
Did you tell him, I'm from Michigan. I'm a Midwesterner.
I said, I can't believe they put me in charge of this.
I'm a celebrity. Get me out of here.
No, I didn't say that.
Did you say, my son's famous?
No, I did not say that. I talked about you, Corey.
Oh, you did? Man. That was nice.
I said, my good son is famous.
Yeah. Thank you. She calls me her good son.
No. You're my good son, too. You're my good son.
She calls Pyra her good son.
Pyra was a girl.
Don't gender my Pyra.
She was. She was a girl.
Anyway.
Anyways. Wow. So that was my... That was my deal here. Yeah.
So at what point of I deserve a Bud Light?
So that's why you're having a beer at noon.
Yes.
Okay. Yes. At what point are we calling Jackie's first husband? Should we get him on the line?
That's.
Are you serious?
He's actually. Should we bring him out? He's here.
He's here. He's been waiting.
Can you imagine?
That would be hilarious.
What would you say?
I would say,
"Hey, Todd, how's it going?"
Me when I hate somebody.
Would you throw your drink Todd, in how's his it going? Face?
No. Would you hug?
Oh, you no. hit the table. That seems aggressive.
I wouldn't hug him. No. Mm-mm.
Would you high five him? Shake his hand?
No. Mm-mm.
Would you?
It's been 40 years. How old are you? 79, 80, something.
You're such a jerk.
Well, this episode is going up in October.
In the future, so.
Oh.
And we know she likes to pretend her birthday's in October.
I'm not going to have a birthday party this year.
Why? Because nobody wants to.
Nobody came last year, so I'm like.
I did get the Facebook invite.
I know. I thought for sure you guys would fly in. Well, shit, it's my birthday.
I think we talked with Mamrie about going to your Halloween.
Oh, yeah, we actually did.
Birthday.
We actually did, and then See? We didn't do it.
Yep, and you guys
I
just,
blame Mamrie, actually.
So
I think
sat
it was her
there
fault.
In my Halloween costume.
You really thought we were... So first of all,
eating
Jackie's
candy
birthday,
corn by herself.
Jackie's birthday is January 23rd.
Yep.
Yet, 1, 2, 3.
1, 2, 3, 6, 5. That's how I remember it. And she changed her birthday last year because she decided not only did she want a Halloween birthday, but she also wanted her own birthday.
I thought
this
was for her 50th.
I changed my birthday for my 50th because.
And you kept going for that?
Because no one wants to hang out in the winter.
And nobody wants a birthday. Imagine if
you
were born on.
Being born in March.
Imagine being born on New Year's. Do you have a New Year's birthday party?
Call Dolan.
That's really double dipping.
Dolan does.
I'm aware. And does he ever do it? No.
He
knows better.
I think I've been invited to a Facebook New Year's Eve party
of
his. I think so.
In the same way, you can't change your birthday to a very popular holiday and expect people to show up because you want that holiday for yourself.
I didn't say it was my birthday party. I said it was a Halloween
she
party.
Said,
oh, so
I didn't
it's no longer your birthday?
It was my birthday party, but I did say bring gifts.
No, I didn't say that.
But I did say here's my registry.
No, I didn't.
Is this one of your basket parties?
I want
parties?
A pool.
No, it wasn't a basket party. Wow. And that was a good party. You know
tell
much,
me about it.
You know how much I sold there? Sold $1,000. That was Emily's.
Baskets?
Yeah.
Wicker?
Not wicker.
Cloth?
They're 31 baskets.
I don't. This is not your platform to just go off and promote something.
For Emily.
She's
no.
like, follow Nana Jacqueline.
No, I'm not selling them.
So what is
you
the
bought
fabric?
$1,000 worth of baskets?
This is
no!
really this is really you... Harboring back to
harping
harping. So you're really going back to your Tupperware days.
No,
is what it feels
because
like.
It wasn't. I wasn't selling.
Is
it.
Is this the new Shaqley?
No.
Oh my!
Don't get Ty started on Shaqley.
I was driving in San Francisco and I saw a Shaqley vehicle and I.
Did you
it,
want to take a picture?
I took a picture and sent it to him. He didn't respond. You
it
know
triggered
how he
me.
Is with texts.
Did it trigger you?
Yeah. Shaqley was this product that my parents, it was a pyramid scheme, which is my parents' favorite thing to get involved in. It was one of their pyramid schemes that they did where you had to buy all your products from this company and everything was garbage taste. Well, sorry if you're Shaqley, but it was, the toothpaste was garbage and it tasted like sand. And it was.
Well, that's good because you needed it
to clean. You needed
a good
it.
Don't point at me.
Your dead tooth. Needed that grit.
And who's got them now?
Well,
yeah.
Cavities?
Ty had lots of cavities.
Oh. Yeah, because, yeah, you want to know why? Yeah, because I was
overloaded. Extra saliva
my,
in your mouth?
My
How
dentist
am I just
told me,
now learning
My
this?
Dentist told me I was loaded with spit. Too much. Saliva the house down.
Is that the guy that you like?
You
liked?
Are very
no.
drippy,
no, no, no.
drippy, leaky, leaky.
This was the dentist that we, don't name him.
Okay.
This is the dentist that we hated that I know that you went to too.
Everyone in Jackson
put
went
in
to that
in a straight
dentist.
Jacket.
He never did that.
When did he
and
go
they wouldn't
to prison?
Let the parents go in.
Yeah, well,
Are
that's
you talking
a red
about
flag.
About Dr. Pink?
Yeah, oh, so there's his name. Yeah, so why did you let your children go into a place
he
where
never he never tied and bound us.
Maybe they tied you because you were...
Because of the cavities.
Cavities and the saliva.
Well, he tied me down, and you. So, isn't that a red flag if some type of a professional doesn't let you come watch him doing his magic on you?
No, because I think it would make worse because usually when a parent is in there, the child will react different.
Yeah,
when he's being.
It's like when
he's being strapped down.
Restrained.
Oh, please!
It's like when a kid's being bad on an airplane and their parents are telling him to shush and they don't, and then I look at him and I say shush, and then they do because it's a stranger, and I also really do that. I look at kids and I say shush, and I never had any.
Have you ever shushed any of my nieces or nephews?
No. I don't think I've even really talked to any of them other than the oldest.
Were we doing anything on this podcast? Were we supposed to be?
Yeah, we were going to have an official interview with a Midwest mom.
Oh, God.
There's questions there for you to ask her.
Okay, so we're interviewing her about what?
Good things
that... Am I going to know the answers?
Yeah, good things that we're getting to the root of...
So these are questions that a Midwest mom should be able to really speak on.
Right.
Well, because like you said, what we talk about is not in your lexicon.
So we're trying to broaden the show.
Okay.
We're trying to clean it up.
Okay. Clean it up and get those moms watching.
Okay, let's do it.
So, first things first, what's the deal with Big Bang Theory?
Yeah.
I love Big Bang Theory.
Oh my God.
It's so funny because when something's funny and Penny doesn't want to laugh, she laughs and you know that she's not supposed to laugh. I love it. And then they made a new show that...
Young Sheldon.
Yes!
Do you watch it?
Isn't that something? Is what you just said?
I'm gonna take.
I literally thought. Penny? I said this to Mamrie.
Penny's
I said to Mamrie
Kaylee
the other day.
Kaylee Cuso.
I said to Mamrie the other day. I said, isn't it wild that there's people out in this universe that are DVRing Young Sheldon right now? It's my mom.
My mom doesn't DVR The Big Bang, but she watches sometimes.
Oh, we DVR it.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
You just laugh and laugh.
I laugh. And like, sometimes I fall asleep to it. Sometimes it's, you know.
How many seasons have there been?
I don't know that.
Who's, like, what are the, Penny is one of the characters?
Yeah,
she Penny. Your favorite?
I want success for all of the actors and the producers and everybody that works on that show.
Yeah.
Good for them. I want them to succeed.
Jim Parsons
is
great.
But, and they are succeeding.
But he won an Emmy. I just can't get behind that type of television in 2017. We've got Broad City. Elevate your taste levels.
Yeah. Broad City's got a higher Rotten Tomatoes score than Game of Thrones and that other show people watch.
Yeah. Hell yeah.
Hell yeah.
Okay, so next question, Corey. Take it away.
Who do you think Taylor Swift voted for in the 2016 election?
Well, from what I read...
Ooh, yeah.
From who? Where did you get your news?
In the Twitter.
Okay.
And in the Facebook.
You only follow the two of us, so...
No, I have lots of people comment. I have a
Go
lot.
Go off, my dear.
People.
Go off.
Anyway, I think she voted for Trump.
Okay. I'm glad to know that Middle America also agrees.
Are you okay with that?
No.
What do you think about Trump?
God, did you see him in Puerto Rico?
Throwing paper towels?
Not just that, but he told them that...
They threw the budget out of whack.
They threw the budget! Yeah. Instead of saying, I'm really sorry, you know, your people are dying and I'm here to help you, you freaking threw the budget.
You can say the F word.
Dad rewinded it and it kept... He was like, he did not say that. You rewinded.
So these middle Americans are really catching on to what's going on.
They love the DVR.
Hey, I didn't vote for him.
Prove it.
I didn't.
Prove it.
I cried when he won.
Yeah. Same.
I think a lot of us did.
Yeah.
Now, since it's Halloween, do you think you could carve your pumpkin into a Trumpkin? I just thought of that.
Well, let me just tell you something about this.
Oh, here we go.
So when Chloe goes...
And then you would smash the...
When Chloe
then
goes
you would
poopy...
First of all, you're mispronouncing Chloe.
When Chloe goes poopy, I have Trump bags.
Oh. With his face?
With his face.
I love that.
And I pick up...
You're a true activist.
I know. I was just so proud of myself when
she's gonna smash her Trumpkin.
Okay, so are you Team Taylor or Team Katie?
Do you even know what that means?
Yeah. I don't... I think Katie.
I mean,
Because Katie campaigned for Hillary.
Yeah.
Smart.
So that influences what you think about pop culture? Who they voted for?
I don't really know anything about pop culture.
True. have you ever had a LaCroix?
Oh, they're awful.
What?
Yes, you made me put them in my refrigerator, and I did.
Okay, first of all, you have like four fridges. You have three in the garage, which is very Midwest.
I have two. I only have two
fridges in the garage.
No, isn't that so Michigan?
I have a freezer in the garage, fridge in the garage.
Is it the lay down freezer?
No, it's a very tall freezer
you keep like a body in.
Yeah,
it's a very tall freezer.
My grandma always had a body freezer.
You're not listening. It's a very tall freezer, and then I have a refrigerator.
Refrigerator.
What do you keep in it? Shackley goods?
I keep all sorts of drinks in it.
Bud Lights.
There is a lot of Bud Lights.
Do you ever have a Bud Light Lime when you're feeling classy?
Ty makes me drink that.
I love a Bud Light Lime. It's kind of like, I'm like you in that I like Bud Light, but I'm like myself that I like the Lime. I'm definitely my mother's child.
Well, yeah, you are.
Yeah.
That's how it works.
Yeah.
So what's your favorite chain restaurant as a Midwest mom?
Outback, Chili's,
Wendy's.
Oh, I wasn't thinking that.
What were you thinking? Like thinking Burger like
Arby's.
King?
Arby's, yeah.
Well, that counts, but do you like a sit down chain?
Remember when you picked me up from Arby's because I was blind?
Yes. That was so scary.
So this is before or after you had extra drool?
That was after. I got a
phone. How did he make it to 28?
He had a migraine in your eye.
Yeah, I had a optical migraine and I lost my vision. And there I was crying at Arby's in my booth because I couldn't see the menu.
I left work and I came and got him.
You're a good mom.
I am a good mom.
Okay, well, that's
and you
not
still go back
we
to Arby's
toward.
After what they did to him?
No, he was driving the car. He was actually driving the car. And
so, what's your
stop.
Favorite chain restaurant?
Applebee's,
Outback.
I love
Olive Garden.
I hate Outback.
You don't go to the one in Okemos?
It gives me a stomachache.
That's great. Olive Garden.
I had a stomachache this morning.
Dude, I had a stomachache this morning.
I'm
too.
Sure you did, because of course.
I think you guys are cycled up.
Okay.
You might be. I don't have a favorite chain restaurant.
I call my stomach my stummy. I said this morning when I was alone getting out of bed, I said, my stummy hurts.
Do you ever like think of a delicious food and think scrummy?
No, but I will now.
Good, right?
Okay, next question, Corey.
Did you pick which restaurant?
I don't have one.
Wow. I can't believe you.
I don't. I mean, we get lots of pizza and we get
ooh. She should have round
Chinese.
Table when she's out here. We have good round table pizza, better than Domino's.
Next question.
What are you being for Halloween this year?
I'm not. I'm
sad.
Not
gonna adjust. She's going to be sad.
I'm not.
You're just going to be sad?
Yep. No, wow. I decided I'm not going to decorate.
Oh, why?
No,
why?
But you have all the stuff in the basement.
I know.
So
I
you're gonna hoard, but, and then you're not gonna even execute the hoarding.
Well, sometimes I do that. Sometimes I hoard, and then I get it out the next year, and then it's like, oh my gosh, all this stuff is brand new. And fun.
You're like, surprise, look what I spent $50 on 3 years ago.
Oh, shut up. Maddox brought up a whole bunch of boxes, and they're just sitting there.
Wow.
So
you should definitely.
So answer the question. What are you being for Halloween? Nothing?
I'm not.
So you don't have a favorite chain restaurant, and you're not going to be anything for Halloween.
What's your favorite top 40 song of the moment? Like on the radio.
If a song came on the radio, and you what would you turn up?
Anything you love? No, like current.
Oh, I don't know current.
Do you guys listen to the radio?
No.
I would have thought you did.
No. I listen to.
You drive in the car with it silent?
No, I listen to the radio, but I don't really.
Pay attention.
You listen to Native American flutes.
Yes, a lot.
That's what my
really?
Stepdad puts on all
I
the
like
time.
That.
And he puts it in his shirt pocket and playing out of his phone. And he walks. So you always know where he is in the house because you'll hear Native American flutes coming or going.
That's great.
Yep.
They so, hate it.
Do you have a list of celebrities that your husband, my stepdad, would let you sleep with if given the opportunity?
Like, you know how
your
some couples
list.
Have that, like, list?
Well, I don't know if we had a list. But
you just, it's
but like,
just common
could you
knowledge.
Call him and be like, I'm in L.A. with Ty, and
we just ran into,
we just
blank.
Ran into blank.
He wants to
and
fuck.
And he said, he's DTF, and we're going to make it happen.
Who?
Brad Pitt.
Really?
Brad Pitt?
And would he just give you
he's
the okay?
Now.
Oh, I'm sure he would. He would probably say, get an older one so that you can, he'll die, and then we can get this money.
Oh.
What? Oh, so you're trying to.
She's
no,
gonna be like a
is...
black widow, whatever that animal is that kills the prey
widow.
While they're having sex with
oh,
it.
Oh, the spider.
Yeah.
I'm thinking of that song.
Iggy Azalea song?
Black
that's
widow
her
baby.
20, black, top 40 song.
Black widow baby?
Yeah.
Black widow baby.
I heard you the first three
did
times.
Did you like my new record player?
No, I don't know what you're talking about.
When you went to my house, you didn't see my new record player?
Nope.
Oh, come on.
Instead of record players, you guys want to play a game?
Yeah, let's do it.
Okay. I came up with a game. It's called Fake News or Real News.
Okay.
And I'm going to read you a headline, and you're both going to tell me
if it's fun.
Real news or fake news.
Oh, my God. Wait.
This is cool.
Pass Corey, I didn't even know you were doing this.
Yeah, I love it.
So, wait, do I get to play?
Yeah, you're both playing.
Or is she holding both of these?
No, you're both playing.
Okay.
You turn it around. See?
I see.
Okay. So I'm just going to read you a headline.
Okay.
And Corey. You're going to tell me. Didn't you think fun, maybe?
Yeah, fun. Okay. Give us a headline and Corey.
I just have to find the headline.
So you will hold it up.
I know.
And you have to put in.
This game?
Well, I think it's important for people on all parts of America to be able to differentiate between.
My mom loves Facebook and I see her sharing things and I think, well.
Was that fake? The stuff that I share, is it fake?
Sometimes.
Okay.
Is it really? Then you should tell me.
You ready for the first headline?
Okay, go
I'm
ahead.
Ready.
Okay. Headline is Hillary caught on hot mic trashing Beyonce with racial slurs.
That is fake news. It's got to be fake news.
Easy. That was too easy.
Yeah, fake news. Would you click it if you saw it on Facebook?
No.
Was that spreading around?
That was one of the 50 biggest
fake news
headlines that spread during the year 2016.
Okay, next one. No. I hate America.
Next one.
That's not nice.
Daycare busted running a toddler fight club. Parents outraged.
Fake news. So if this is a list of fake news articles, aren't all of them going to be fake?
Bitch. No. I found some real news articles.
Okay. So that's fake.
Don't you worry about it. You that's both
fake.
Say fake?
That's fake.
It's fake.
Okay.
Next.
Baby Fight Club, though.
I'm
in.
There.
I'd click it.
RuPaul claims Trump touched him inappropriately in the 1990s.
I kind of love the concept.
I think it's real.
Ru really pushes the boundaries. I kind of think. I don't see fake news like that spreading.
I think that's real.
Because we're the type that is not targeted at us. I must say real.
Well, it's fake.
Oh!
And see, we're part of the problem, too.
Okay.
Some liberal probably made that up.
That's not real. Anyway, next question.
It's not real. Boy swallows piece of pet toy and now can't stop squeaking.
Oh, come on.
That is me. That's real news.
That is real news.
What did you say?
She said fake.
You said, wow.
There was a video of the boy breathing and it going, well, like dog squeaky toy.
I know that some kid, the spinner thing.
Fidget spinner
got in their throat because they took the middle out and they
Which
swallowed it.
Nephew of mine?
No,
wait.
Not ours.
They took out the middle part and just swallowed the middle part?
Yeah.
Kids are dumb.
Well, they put it in their mouth.
This is called survival of the fittest.
Play with it, and it was a good learning experience because I told Maddox, don't take that out.
You have to tell your grandchildren, don't take toys apart and put them in your mouth?
Listen, you have to tell them everything.
Kids these days nowadays?
I swear to God.
Yeah.
Ready for the next one?
Yeah,
that's why I said you need to.
Jackie's going to love this one. Woman stabbed her husband to death because he wouldn't eat her ass.
That's real news.
I think that's fake.
It's got to be real.
It's fake.
Oh!
Jackie, you're right.
Women don't like that.
Oh, you got to lean into your life.
Well, we're going to do a Twitter poll on the Psychobabble account.
Don't.
Women,
you know,
only.
What? Let's unpack that. You need to allow yourself love.
Hey, I do, believe me.
Okay. Anyway.
You don't want to
Anyway, next question.
Every time I hear you say that, I'm like, what if somebody has hemorrhoids?
Well,
seriously.
You don't eat a hemorrhoid ass.
It's right there.
who has constant hemorrhoids?
Oh, you do.
Okay, so next question.
Moving right along. The headline is, police seize huge stash of Donald Trump-shaped ecstasy pills.
True.
Okay, I'll do true.
Have you done ecstasy?
No.
Me neither.
It's true.
Oh,
it was like in Europe, they had the ecstasy pills shaped like Donald Trump.
We both got it right.
Taking them.
We need to get you on some ecstasy.
Oh, God, no.
All we need is a 4-hour block.
And I'm staying until Sunday.
No, you're not staying.
I'm staying.
You're flying out.
I'm not.
Next question. A woman arrested for defecating on boss's desk after winning the lottery.
That's true.
That is fake.
Oh!
And if you fell for it last year,
I didn't click on it because I didn't want to see the poop. But I was like, "Good for her."
Wait, you saw this headline?
Yes.
You shared it?
No, I didn't share it. But I said, "Good for her."
That's fake news.
Wow. I would definitely.
What would you do if you won the lottery? Probably go crazy.
Should get a pool. We all know
that. An above ground pool. Yeah, we know your first priority.
All right, ready for another one? Trump offering free one way tickets back to Africa and Mexico for those who want to leave America.
Fake.
True.
Fake.
Yeah.
I mean, he probably would.
He probably would. He probably would say that.
He's for sure thought it.
Yeah.
And someone told him, you can't tweet that.
He's like, yeah. Next question.
Woman murders
he
college.
He tweets whatever he wants to tweet.
Well, true.
Do you follow him?
No.
Good.
Woman murders college roommate for sending too many Candy Crush requests.
That is me. This woman who killed for not eating ass and the woman who killed for the Candy Crush, they're both me.
Fake news.
Oh!
I suck at this.
And let
game.
Me just tell you, a lot of people back here thought that that was real, and they saw that last year, and they're like, no, that's real, and I had to break it to them.
I haven't seen any of these fake news on my
I'll send
on my
you a list.
Timeline.
I'll send you a list. There was like the 50 biggest.
Okay.
One last one. British model turns pieces of her labia into designer jewelry.
True. I saw that. Or wait, maybe it's fake, though. I did see this. And I looked the
labia
looked,
jewelry.
I looked at the
why?
The image for the
same
link.
Same reason people eat placenta, I'm sure.
My jaw dropped when I saw that. And it has sparkles.
You saw pictures?
I saw the picture in the link, and I didn't click it, so I don't know if it's real or fake. But I'm going to say real.
I'm going to say fake.
It was real.
Yeah. Oh, me, oh, my.
She had to have surgery, and then she asked him to, like, save it. And...
it was something about how she found it to
see,
be...
Oh, see, I thought it was still connected.
Oh, my God.
She and had a labia choker that went from...
head to
down
toe.
There to up
head
there.
To camel toe.
That's fake. That's fake news.
You're right. That would be...
oh, man.
That'd be quite the... necklace.
Do your chain hang low?
And do it wobble to and fro.
Well, I think we both lost.
Now, speaking of real news and fake news, yeah. I have good news.
Oh, okay.
And that's that the game's over.
Okay, great.
And that we're pretty much out of time.
Mom, is there anything else you want to tell to the people?
Doesn't that go quick?
It went really quick.
Yeah.
It was fun.
And you were worried that you couldn't talk for 30 minutes.
I know that I can talk for 30 minutes. I just don't know. And I want to say I'm sorry for my voice because it's really squeaky.
Thank you for apologizing.
In life or just today?
All the time.
Oh, wow.
All the time.
I like it.
Do you?
It's fun when now that we call each other instead of text, I like it more.
Oh, you didn't like it at first?
Because you're bad at texting, just like he's bad
you
at texting.
You had to hear me, you know, during the slumber party thing.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
What was her video clip?
Hey, everyone!
Oh, my God.
It's Queen Jackie!
Hearing that 30 nights in a row, I just wanted
you
to take...
You should have been...
I just wanted to rip out my labia and wear it as a necklace.
And turn it into earplugs, am I right, girl?
Stuff it in my ears.
Follow us on Twitter to find out when our genital jewelry line is coming out.
Me, oh, my.
And I'm glad we've really cleaned up the episode for you.
It was
Do you think
fun.
The moms are
going to
listen and
Do you think Midwest
now?
Moms should listen?
They would. They would probably listen.
They
wouldn't listen
episode.
When you're doing that
Do
stuff.
You think you can retweet this episode when it goes up?
I will.
I don't think she can.
Okay. I'll help her.
It's not a matter of would she, it's can she.
She called an Uber on her own.
Oh, with my credit card. Anyway, we got to go. Thank you for joining us.
Thanks for having me, guys.
Of course.
We love you.
I love you guys.
Any messages for the kids? You want to tell them you love them?
I love you, my baby.
Here we go.
I do. You should say you love your nieces and nephews.
Oh, what? We're not talking
about
my nieces
listeners.
And the listeners.
Oh, the listeners. Okay.
Do you have a message or not?
I love you guys.
Okay.
All right. And that's a wrap.
Later, y'all.
Bye.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.